It's Marketplace Tech Report. John Moe is away. I'm Jeff Horwich. And I come today bearing bad news. The Zeus is loose. Zeus basically is a software suite for cyber criminals, kind of the Microsoft Office of malware. It lets budding bad guys set up botnets, secretly turn your computer into a slave to do their bidding. Until recently, Zeus cost thousands of dollars on the black market. But this week, the Zeus source code is out there for free. Anyone can download it, use it, improve it. Chet Wisniewski is with the security firm Sophos, where Zeus is high on the enemies list.
It's basically mostly focused on stealing banking credentials and banking information, banking logins, this type of thing. And it's quite sophisticated. They've advanced a lot of the technology within this malware to cope with defense mechanisms that your bank may have put in place to better protect you. So, for example, my bank provides a system where I have to click on some particular pictures or hieroglyphs when I log in. So I type my password, and then it goes, oh, which two of these 20 pictures are the one you chose when you signed up for online banking? And so it can actually take a video screencast of you logging into your computer and upload the video to the criminals so that they can see how you log into your bank account and replicate the process to commit their fraud.
So if Joe Blow anywhere in the world now can get started in a career in cybercrime with really no overhead, just pick up this thing for free, does that mean that I, as a user, should be worried about getting attacked more often?
For people that keep their Windows up to date and their browser up to date and you know, run their antivirus and make sure it's up to date, they should be in relative safety in that it's unlikely that there's going to be a lot of clever mutations of it that they evade detection by antivirus software, but it's certainly possible. And for those without good security practices, you can bet that you're going to see more attacks.
Now that Zeus has gone open source, people can rewrite it, improve it, release new versions. Alex Cox, principal research analyst for another security firm, NetWitness, points out open source means open to everybody.
You have the fact that it's available freely to the bad guys now and that anybody could kind of bring one of these botnets up. But the plus side of it is the good guys have access to all of the source code as well, and that lets us build detection that's better for it or maybe discover flaws in the system that may allow us to take care of it a little bit easier. So it's kind of a double-edged sword.
Did somebody hack the bad guys and put the Zeus source code out there?
As far as Zeus is concerned, there's been a lot of rumors in the underground as to, you know, the guy that wrote it initially is kind of abandoning it, and he sold it to another guy that does another popular primware kit called SpyEye. And then, you know, you get some people saying, I have an old copy of Zeus. I mean, you know, Zeus has been around for a long time, and there's been older versions available. What you may be seeing here is just the guy that wrote Zeus initially decided that he's just done with it, and he made the source code available so other people can kind of benefit from it and, you know, expand on it.
Electronic cigarettes are battery-powered devices that let you get your nic fix without all that tar and formaldehyde. They emit secondhand water vapor. To that impressive list of features, let's add one more, social networking. Blue brand e-cigs are coming out with smart packs that vibrate and flash when they get within 50 feet of each other. So once e-cig smokers magically find each other, what would they talk about? Here's a sample conversation, courtesy of all the people eager to talk about their e-cigarettes on YouTube.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Hey, what up?
These things taste fantastic.
I love nicotine, I guess you could say.
Vivid Vanilla is my favorite by far.
It's a little jarring at first.
The tobacco's great.
And I got a mouthful of tobacco flavoring and nicotine.
No one wants juice in their mouth.
So I got the jitters.
Once I got this unit, I went out and I got some tea bags.
Tea bags. Yes, people are modifying their e-cigs with tea bags for better performance of some sort. To see what that's all about, you got to head to our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm Jeff Horwich, in for John Moe. This is Marketplace Tech Report.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.